He groped. I arrested his wandering hand and prisoned it in both mine. "Her very fingers," he cried. "Her small, slight fingers. If so, there must be more of her." The muscular hand broke from my custody. My arm was seized, my shoulder, neck, waist. I was entwined and gathered to him. "Is it Jane? What is it? This is her shape. This is her size." "And this her voice," I added. "She is all here. Her heart, too. God bless you, sir. I am glad to be so near you again." "Jane Eyre. Jane Eyre," was all he said. "My dear master," I answered, "I am Jane Eyre. I have found you out. I am come back to you. In truth, in the flesh, my living Jane. You touch me, sir. You hold me, and fast enough. I am not cold like a corpse, nor vacant like air, am I? My living darling, these are certainly her limbs, and these her features. But I cannot be so blessed after all my misery. It is a dream, such dreams as I have had at night when I have clasped her once more to my heart, as I do now, and kissed her, as thus, and felt that she loved me, and trusted that she would not leave me. Which I never will, sir, from this day." "Never will," says the vision. "But I always woke and found it an empty mockery, and I was desolate and abandoned, my life dark, lonely, hopeless, my soul athirst and forbidden to drink, my heart famished and never to be fed. Gentle, soft dream, nesting in my arms now, you will fly too, as your sisters have fled before you. But kiss me before you go. Embrace me, Jane." "There, sir, and there."